The Johnson's Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. This is Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The script is by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie. Music by the Kingsmen and Billy Mills Orchestra. Well, I guess there's not much doubt that the kind of beauty women want in their kitchens is practical beauty. Maybe that accounts for the popularity of Johnson's self-polishing floor wax, Glow Coat. The beauty in Glow Coat, of course, is the luster it gives your linoleum. Especially now that there's a new glow in Glow Coat. A glow that makes every inch of your linoleum shine far more brightly than before. Well, there's a practical quality in Johnson's Glow Coat, too. And that's the protection it gives your linoleum. It certainly would be surprising if you or anyone could go through the holidays without scuffing up the linoleum surface a bit, or spilling liquids when you're washing the dishes. Well, Johnson's Glow Coat, bright and pretty as it is to look at, covers your linoleum with a hard, dry finish that protects and makes it so easy to clean. Ask for Johnson's Glow Coat, the floor wax that now shines with a brighter, warmer glow. Your dealer has the new Glow Coat in the same familiar yellow container with the bright red band. Take some home and see what we mean by practical beauty in the kitchen. No holiday is a complete success with everybody. Cops, for instance, hate Halloween. The Army thinks Navy Day is silly. If you're a turkey, you're entitled to a low opinion of Thanksgiving. And what a mailman thinks of Christmas is absolutely unthinkable. One of them has just relieved his aching back a trifle, however, by leaving a batch of greetings at 79 Wistful Vista, the home of Fibber McGee and Molly.
Well, here's the mail, kiddo. Mostly Christmas cards and... Hey, you know what?
No, what?
I wish the mailman a Merry Christmas and he looks at me like I'd poisoned his dog or something. What goes with that sour puss?
Well, what's so merry about Christmas to a mailman?
Huh?
He starts out holding the bag and winds up the same way.
Yeah, I guess that's right, but...
Oh, look, a card from Uncle Dennis.
Uncle Dennis. Kentucky's greatest booster. Straight Kentucky, that is. What's the card?
It's a picture of Santa Claus coming down the chimney upside down.
Upside down?
Yeah. It says, Merry Christmas and bottoms up, Uncle Dennis.
That's him, all right. Boy, the government missed a great bet when they passed him up during the war. What a production man he'd have made.
Why?
You ever know a guy that could locate a bottleneck quicker or get to the bottom of it faster?
Oh, I just love opening Christmas cards. Who's that one from?
Old man McDonald from the Third National Bank. It's a picture of him in a Santa Claus outfit, foreclosing a mortgage on a ragged widow and three barefoot kids standing out in the snow. Says, just kidding, of course, McDonald. Just kidding my clavicle. That guy's got less heart than the celery on the blue plate special. Hey, here's a pretty Christmas card.
Let me see it. Oh, yes, isn't this sweet?
Mm-hmm.
It says, though Christmas comes but once a year, it brings back memories all so dear of friends whose hearts are strong and true. Old friends, good friends, dear friends like you.
Ta-da-da. Little drippy, but nice. Who's it from?
Well, it's signed, With Love, Elizabeth.
Listen.
I wonder who that could... Wait a minute. It isn't addressed to us. It's addressed to you.
To me? From Elizabeth? Who do I know named Elizabeth?
Well, I'm sure I don't know, dearie. Just some casual acquaintance, no doubt.
My casual acquaintances don't sign Christmas cards with love, Snooky. My gosh, Elizabeth, Elizabeth. Interesting, isn't it?
Very. Some schoolgirl friend of yours, probably?
Not likely. Any schoolgirl friend of mine has got an ear trumpet and grandchildren by this time. Hey, this is kind of intriguing, you know that?
It is?
Elizabeth. I wonder if that could be the rather attractive woman I gave my seat to on the streetcar last week. Just as I was getting off. No, I don't think so. She called me a lazy slob.
Well, now, just don't worry about it, sweetheart. And stop smirking at yourself in the mirror.
Well, I wasn't smirking. I was just wondering how I'd look with a mustache.
You did raise one once, remember?
How'd I look?
Well, I don't recall ever committing myself, but Dr. Gamble said you looked like an adolescent walrus with a vitamin deficiency. But of course he was...
Elizabeth.
Come in. Oh, it's Mayor Latrivia, McGee. Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Hi, Elizabeth. Hi, Latriv.
Oh, hello, Mrs. McGee. Getting pretty nippy outside. Regular winter weather.
Yeah, this is the kind of a day I like, Latriv. Brisk and bracing. Feels good not to have to go out in it.
Sit down, Mr. Mayor. Sit down. We're just looking over some Christmas cards.
Yeah, I got one here that kind of baffles me, Latriv. I don't know who it's from.
Why don't you read the signature on it?
Well, he did, Mr. Mayor. It's signed with Love, Elizabeth, and himself can't remember any Elizabeth, he says.
Got me kind of curious, Latriv. Oh, not that I figure I got any more secret admirers than anybody else, but... Well, you know how it is, getting a card signed Love from somebody you can't place.
Yeah. That's probably just a mistake of some kind.
Yeah.
I'd certainly advise Mrs. McGee not to worry about anybody stealing her husband.
And I'll thank you to keep your advice to yourself, Latrivia. My wife can worry about me if she wants to. Can't you, Molly?
Indeed I can, dearie. I certainly can, and I will, too, just as soon as we get Christmas out of the way. Say, I'll bet you get lots of letters at the City Hall from people you've never heard of, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, yes, yes, we do, Mrs. McGee. Most of them full of suggestions about how to run the city.
Ever take any of them?
I take all of them.
Good.
Out and burn them. A letter came just this morning warning me to have the paving fixed on 14th Street or else. It was signed anonymous. So naturally, I
signed just... how, Mr. Mayor?
Anonymous. That's just the anonymous, way of signing something.
Do you have many Irish friends like that, Latrivia?
Irish friends? Like what?
Like the man that wrote you the letter, Mr. Anonymous.
Yeah.
We knew a family named O'Callaghan and one named O'Lonigan, but...
Yeah, that is an Irish name, isn't it, Latrivia? We're Irish ourselves, you know. Molly was an O'Driscoll, and I've been an O'McGee for years.
Yes. Yes, it is an Irish name. I've known the O'Nonymous family since boyhood.
Huh?
You have?
Certainly. Terence O'Nonymous was a second cousin to Danny O'Donegan of the Donegal Donegans.
He was? Well, that's odd because I and Molly were merely
his
trying to...
His father was a Finnegan on his grandmother Flanagan's side, but the Flanagans married into the Galligans, and the Galligans got into so many Brannigans with the Donegans that the Finnegans got tired of the shenanigans and said the Galligans were hooligans. And everybody lost their tempers, but I'm not going to, because an unstrung harp is no good to anybody. Besides, I just dropped in to offer you the season's greetings, so Merry Christmas to both of you and good day. The orchestra with a medley of Christmas tunes.
Elizabeth. Elizabeth. I wonder if it... No, it couldn't be her. Just because a waitress smiles when she spills a bowl of soup in your lap is no sign
McGee,
she's... McGee,
I ordered lamb chops for dinner, if it's all right with you.
Elizabeth. Elizabeth.
McGee, are you still worrying about that Christmas card?
Yeah.
Throw it away.
Yeah, but my gosh, Mom.
Come in. Oh, for goodness sakes, McGee, it's Mr. Wimple. Hello, Mr. Wimple.
Hi, Wimp, old man.
Hello, folks. My gracious, it's chilly today. I think it's going to snow again.
What makes you think so?
I just cleaned off our sidewalk. I just love winter weather, though. Sweetie Face, that's my big old wife.
Yeah, we know.
Sweetie Face and I always have a snowball fight every year. It's sort of a tradition with us.
Oh. Sounds like fun.
Well, I think it will be fun this year, Mrs. McGee. I made a whole big bunch of snowballs for myself last summer and hid them in the attic.
Last summer you made snowballs?
Yes. We didn't have any snow handy, so I made them out of plaster.
Plaster? Why, Mr. Wimple, isn't that awfully hard?
Oh, no, it's easy. You just take half a brick, coat it with plaster, and let it dry.
Well, I hope you have a nice Christmas present for your wife this year, Mr. Wimple.
Oh, yes, indeedy, Mrs. McGee. I've been saving my allowance for simply years, and all her friends have fur coats, so this year I went down and bought her a mink.
Oh. Heavenly days, a mink. Was she surprised?
Oh, indeed she was. The minute I got it home, it bit her in the leg. She was the most surprised. Oh, my. You've got some pretty Christmas cards there.
Yeah, I suppose we've got one from you here someplace, Wimp, but we haven't come to it yet.
No, I didn't send any this year, folks.
Oh.
That's why I came over today. I'd like to read you a little Christmas verse that I... Well, it's sort of a serious verse.
Oh.
It's called The Chimney on the Corner.
The Chimney on the Corner.
Well, read it, Wimp.
All righty. The Chimney on the Corner. When the Santa on the corner smiles and rings his little bell and waves a cheery greeting and hopes that you are well, don't pass him with a hasty grin, but drop a coin or two, because the Army of Salvation plays St. Nicholas for you in places where a bowl of soup, a place to sleep tonight, a pair of shoes, another chance, keep hope still shining bright. We know the corner Santa Claus is good for lots of jokes, but he's a real Kris Kringle to a lot of other folks. Goodbye and Merry Christmas.
Well, same here.
My, isn't he a nice little man?
Yeah, Wimp's okay. Oh, I forgot to ask him, how'd he know who sent me this Christmas card, if he did?
I don't know how he should know. After all, just because... What are you doing?
Huh? Oh, just looking at my hair in the mirror. I hadn't realized till today how a little touch of iron gray at the temples gives a man that distinguished look. You noticed how much of a wave I'm getting in it.
Don't let your hair go to your head, sweetheart. Maybe that wave is just your hair saying goodbye. Besides, if this Elizabeth, whoever she is, could...
Hello, Molly. Hiya, pal. Merry Christmas.
And to you, too, Mr. Wilcox.
Yeah, you're a little previous, Junior, but since this is the last time we'll see you till after Christmas, and don't think I don't appreciate it, happy Yuletide.
Well, thank you. I was just out mailing some cards, and I thought I'd drop by.
Hey, Junior, speaking of cards, I got a Christmas card here that I don't know who it's from.
Really? What does it say?
Well, it's addressed to me, see, and it's just signed, Love, Elizabeth. I don't know any Elizabeth, and it's got
do
the...
Do you with love, pal?
That's yeah. What it says, Mr. Wilcox.
The thing is, Junior, there's lots of people that know me that I don't know them, you see. Even women. Sure, on account of I get saw around in public a lot, you know. Prominent figure. Elks and everything.
You mean you've got one, or you are one?
Naturally, if some girl is struck by my looks and asks somebody my name, well, I mean, there's no way I can help it.
Say, now that you mention it, pal, a girl asked me your name just the other day.
Uh-huh.
Very attractive girl, too.
You hear that, Molly? Oh, my gosh, this is even worse than I thought. What'd she say, Junior?
Well, she pointed you out to me in Kramer's drugstore and asked me if I knew you and if I'd give you a message.
Message? Gee whiz. Hey, is her name Elizabeth? Well, what's the message, Junior? Go ahead, tell Molly, too. We got no secrets. If girls I don't know want to send me messages, Molly knows there's nothing I can do. What'd she say to tell me?
Well, she said, and I quote exactly.
Yeah?
You tell Mr. McGee that one of the things that makes men most attractive to women is thoughtfulness.
Yeah? Yeah.
And the thing that makes a kitchen most attractive is the Johnson self-polishing blow coat on the window. She said, tell him that the way to keep his wife always in love with him, the way to keep that happy glow on her face, is to see that her housework is made as easy as possible by keeping her supplied with glow coat always.
Oh, dear Dorothy Dix.
Because Glow Coat, with its new built-in glow, that great beautifier and protector of your linoleum, is so easy to apply. You simply pour it out, spread it around, let it dry in 20 minutes or less to a gleaming, sparkling finish that not only adds years of life to your linoleum, but makes dirt and dust so easy to wipe up.
Hey, Waxy.
Yes, pal.
Who was the lovesick creature who sent my husband such a tender, sentimental message, Mr. Wilcox?
Yeah.
Was her name Elizabeth?
No. Name's Jessica, come to think of it.
Jessica.
Best secretary I ever had, too.
Oh.
Well, I gotta go, kid.
You in a hurry, Mr. Wilcox?
Yeah, I'm on my way to a chimney sweep.
Chimney stopped up, kid?
Yeah.
Full of soot, is it?
No, it's full of my cousin, Big Bay Window Wilcox. Rehearsing his Santa Claus act for Christmas and got stuck in the flu.
Well, he may not be a very good Santa Claus, Junior, but if he gets out of that chimney, he'll be well suited for the part. Don't you get it, both of you? Suited? Okay, suited. See, I constructed a pun involving the two meanings of the word soot.
Ain't funny, McGee.
Taint?
No, taint. So long now.
Smart guy. You don't seem to realize that when a mature man like me, a man of the world, a man of charm and experience, can throw some woman for a loop so that she loses her head and sits down and writes him a love note for Christmas, I mean, she doesn't think that Wilcox doesn't. What did I start out to say?
I'm sure I don't know, Pet, but I've got to go out and get dinner started. Let me know now if you remember who Elizabeth is.
Okay, well, you just keep your chin up, Tootsie. Don't you worry about a thing.
Me? Of course I won't, dearie. My goodness, after all these years, what woman would want to... Well, you're no boy anymore, you know.
Huh?
I mean to say I love you dearly, you know that, but who else would ever... I mean... Come in, please. Dr. Gamble, my, it's nice to see you.
Hello, my dear, and good day to you, Puddinghead.
Hi, Bellbottom. You out spreading Christmas cheer this week by staying away from your patients?
No, I'm out taking measurements for splints, my boy.
Huh?
Do you plan to use a stepladder to decorate your Christmas tree again this year? Or shall I cross your name off my list?
Cross him off, Doctor. At the price they're asking per foot for Christmas trees this year, we'll be able to decorate ours from a kneeling position.
Yes, say, Doc, you happen to know anybody named Elizabeth?
Certainly, my mother.
Himself got a Christmas card signed, Love, Elizabeth.
No, that wouldn't be her, Molly. She hates him.
Your mother doesn't even know me.
I've described you to her.
How could she hate me just from that? My gosh, you gotta know me for years to really hate me. Really, I'm a little disturbed, Doc. Some girl sends me a Christmas card with love, and I don't know who it is, so naturally I'm worried.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Why, my gosh, suppose some girl has saw me someplace and got a crush on me. You know how girls do, Doc. Probably just doesn't realize I'm married. Maybe just saw this sort of distinguished-looking man around town and bingo, off the deep end.
I know just how you feel, my boy. Your distress is perfectly natural.
What do you mean, distress? He's never been prouder in his life.
Oh, I wouldn't say I was proud exactly, my dear, but after all, one can't help it if one has the type of personality that sets women on their ears. My gosh, I remember the time when I was kind of shy and bumblefooted and no woman would look at me the second time.
I remember that time, too. It was about 2 minutes ago. But look, Casanova, if you're really worried that some girl has fallen in love with you, I have something here that might reassure you. Here, take it.
What is it, Doctor?
A pocket mirror. Read it and weep, Romeo. Merry Christmas, children.
Oh,
these men sing Ken Darby's composition, Let's Have an Old-Fashioned Christmas.
Let's have an old-fashioned Christmas with snowflakes and memories of yesterday. Let's sing a few dear old carols we knew, riding home in an old-fashioned sleigh. See the happy faces of children round the tree, while jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle in their hearts so merrily. So here's to a bright, merry Christmas, with all of the old-fashioned love we knew. As long as you live, may the years always give an old-fashioned Christmas.
Kiddo, this thing has got me waffled. Or baffled. Perfectly strange woman writing me mashie notes when... Hey, what's the dangerous age in a man, Molly?
The dangerous age?
Yeah.
That's the period of time between when his pants get long and his wind gets short.
Now, I suppose around my age, a man does take on a kind of a sophisticated glamour for women. Kind of a man about town look that they just can't resist.
Oh, dear.
I just hadn't realized till now that I'd reached that age.
Well, you know, there is something different about you lately, dearie.
Yeah?
I look at you sometimes and I get an almost uncontrollable desire to run my hand through your hair.
You do?
Yes, with a pair of clippers. How long since you've been to the barbershop?
Oh, not so long. And besides, this shaggy look must have had a certain appeal for women, because whoever this Elizabeth is, she's...
Come in.
Hi there, kids. Hello, daughter. Hello, Johnny.
Hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
Hi, little... Hi, Oldtimer. Hey, we got a little mystery on our hands here.
That's who? Yeah. What happened, kids? Find footprints in the snow or somebody walking across your roof on his hands?
No, Mr. Oldtimer. Himself here just got a Christmas card from some mysterious woman.
What do you mean, mysterious woman? What other kind is there?
She means we don't know who this card is from, Oldtimer. It's signed with love, Elizabeth. Well, it's nothing to get excited about, I guess. Happens every day. College girl crushes, you know. I suppose Ronnie Coleman and Clark Gable run into this stuff all the time.
I suppose so, Johnny. So does Roy Rogers' horse. I read where some fan cut off a foot of Trigger's tail a couple of years ago, so you better be careful. But hey! I got an interesting Christmas card myself, kids.
From a woman, Mr. Oldtimer?
Yep, my landlady. On account of I'm a little behind in my rent.
You're behind in your rent, so she sends you a Christmas card? She wish you a Merry Christmas?
Didn't say, Johnny. Just a picture of Santa Claus on it, and underneath it says, who do you think I am, him?
Something.
Oh, I suppose so. I gotta get back to work, kids. I'm on extra at the post office this week, you know.
Yeah, what doing? Smearing addresses or mislaying packages that gurgle?
I'm in the parcel post, Johnny.
Oh?
Here's my work order. See, daughter?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It says proceed to parcel post department and see that all packages are weighed and stamped.
What was that, daughter?
She said see that all packages are weighed and stamped. Why?
Stamped? Oh, jiminy, now I'm in for it.
Why?
I thought it said stomped. For 3 days, I've been having myself a wonderful time jumping up and down on the... Oh! Merry Christmas, anyhow, kid. When you get that package from your Aunt Sarah, it was glassware, I think.
I wonder if he could have traced this Christmas card through the post office and...
Well, I doubt it, dearie. And frankly, I'm developing a terrific disinterest in the entire subject.
Hmm?
So while you practice that flashing smile and the lifted eyebrow, I'll go start dinner.
Okay, Tootsie. Ah, there goes a good kid. And steady as a rock. Strange woman writing mash notes to her husband, sending him her love, and what does she do? Scream? Pull hair? No, sir. She fixes dinner. A little more flattering if she wasn't so dad-ratted calm about this thing, because... Come in.
Hi, mister.
Oh, hi, sis.
What you doing, mister? What you doing, hmm, aren't you?
I'm trying to think, Teeny. It seems that somebody...
Hey, you got a lot of pretty Christmas cards, I bet you.
Yeah, we sure did. But one of them was...
So did we.
Good. Now be quiet a minute, sis. I want to concentrate on a little problem.
I think we had some awful pretty Christmas cards this year, mister.
You did, eh?
Yes, we are. Hmm?
I says you did, eh?
Did what?
Had some awful pretty cards this year.
Who did?
You did.
I know it. My mama said to me yesterday, she said, bring me the Christmas card you bought for Mr. McGee and I'll address it for you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, well, that... Huh? What'd she call you?
Me?
Yeah.
Elizabeth.
Oh...
She always calls me Elizabeth on account of I'm named Elizabeth.
Oh.
But my daddy calls me Teeny, only Elizabeth.
Oh, my gosh, you. Hey, Molly, here's Elizabeth. Don't go away, Elizabeth. Hey, Molly. Hey, Molly, come in and see who's Elizabeth. My gosh, you're all...
I wonder whether you've tried Johnson's Glow Coat lately, because this self-polishing floor wax has a new glow, a glow that brightens up your kitchen linoleum, makes it glossier and more lustrous than before. Now, that wouldn't be quite so very special, of course, if you had to do a lot of rubbing and buffing to get that kind of finish on your linoleum. But you don't. Johnson's Glow Coat produces its own sparkling luster while it dries and without any help from you. Ask your dealer about this wonderful self-polishing floor wax. When he hands you the familiar yellow Glow Coat container with the bright red band, he'll be handing you the Glow Coat with the new glow. The Glow Coat that protects your linoleum, makes it easy to keep clean and very cheerful to look at.
Ladies and gentlemen, for 14 years now, we've asked old Santa Claus for audiences like you. And for 14 years, he's granted our wish.
And so thanks for all the wonderful Christmases you've given us. And on behalf of the Johnson Wax people and everyone on the program, we'd like to wish you the merriest Christmas ever.